Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Lord of earth and heaven, King to whom all gifts belong, give your greatest gift, your Spirit, God the Holy God, the strong. Son of God, enthroned in glory, send your promised gift of grace. Make your church your holy temple, God the Spirit's dwelling place. Spirit, come in peace descending, as the Jordan heavenly dove. Seal your church as God's anointed, our hearts on fire with love.
Stay among us, God the Father. Stay among us, God the Son. Stay among us, Holy Spirit. Dwell within us, make us
the time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation.
The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened and coals red-hot blazing.
Alas that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The time of penance has come. The time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation.
A reading from a letter to the Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit.
Let us pray. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living, and be made full heirs of your promise through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.